Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, March 14th. Sharply lower in the soybeans today after a higher start. So we had May finished down 16.5 cents at 10.32 1/4 after posting a high at 10.54, and November finishing down 15.25 cents at 28.75 after posting a high for the day of 10.45, just a few cents off of the recent high for the move. In the May, we had an outside day down on the charts. That's where the market goes above yesterday's high and then closes below the previous day's low. We also closed below the day before that's low, so a pretty weak signal on the charts here. In the May contract, November also had an outside day down on the charts. Adding to the selling pressure in the beans, a few things. First of all, the Argentine weather story here probably running a bit long in the tooth. Some rain forecast for over the weekend there. You've got the funds coming in today long an estimated 160,000 to 170,000 contracts. And there were rumors this morning of an additional $40 to $50 billion in Chinese tariffs being announced by President Trump. That putting a little spook into the stock market. We finished the stock market down about 250 points, and I think some of that nervousness may have spilled over into the bean market with those recent long positions there getting a little bit edgy with the outside news. So beans, again, took it on the chin here today. Also pulling down corn. We had May finish down 3 cents at 3.88 3/4. December finishing down 2 cents on the day at 4.07 3/4 after trading earlier in the day as high as 4.12, actually putting in a new high for the move. But again, a pretty weak close there. Funds in the corn also heavily long after being heavily short just a couple of months ago, estimated to be about 200,000 contracts. So again, any sort of bearish news or lack of bullish news makes the market a little bit more susceptible to a correction. Ethanol numbers were released this morning. We had ethanol production dipped to a four-week low, 1.025 million barrels versus 1.057 last week, and stocks jumped to an all-time high of 24.281 million bushels. That's versus last week's number at 23.144. So also a little bit of weakness in those numbers as well. Taking a look at wheat, which held up pretty well considering the other markets there. We had May finishing up 2.25 cents, 4.88 3/4. Kansas City May finishing up 4.5 cents at 5.24 3/4. Minneapolis a little bit weaker, down 3.75 cents at 6.21 3/4. Hanging on to the gains there. We still have that drought out in the southwestern plains. Not a lot of relief out there for the next couple of weeks. But the wheat markets, although a bit higher today, are still consolidating down near the lower end of the range of the last couple of weeks, and down between 25 and 30 cents off of the recent highs. So again, just a reminder in all these markets how susceptible they can be to downturns, and how you know, we focus on getting floors in place underneath these markets when we are given the opportunity, and then that makes these corrections or downturns a little bit easier to ride out. That's all I have for this afternoon. In outside markets, you got the dollar up 7 points at 89.72, crude oil up 17 cents a barrel at 60.88, and as I mentioned earlier, stock market down 250 points, trading right now at about 24,760. So now that is all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.